We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights of this morning's news.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Emily Huffman. It's Thursday, April 11th, 2024. The Champaign School Board members are split on how to fill two vacated seats after the resignation of two of its former members. Former board members Jamar Brown and Mark Theis stepped down in early March. 26 community members applied to fill the seats. On Tuesday, the school board was unable to interview 10 candidates due to the absence of two board members, Betsy Holder and Amy Armstrong. They want Gary Lewis, regional superintendent, to handle the interview process. The board president, Gianna Baker, said it was frustrating because she wanted the board to handle the interviews. Lewis said he would step into the interview process at the beginning of May. People interested in filling the vacated spots on the school board can send Lewis a letter to reapply. A professor at the University of Illinois conducted a study on the power social media can have in disaster events. Omar Perez Figueroa is an urban and regional planning professor who researches environmental inequalities in underserved communities. He gathered more than 2,000 statuses from X, formerly Twitter, from before, during, and after Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico in 2017. The goal of the study was to analyze the reactions of Twitter users and how they can make people better prepared for disaster. Figueroa wrote that the ability to quickly obtain urgent information in dangerous conditions can be a matter of life and death, and that it's important to expand access to it in remote areas. The COVID-19 shutdown caused many University of Illinois students to leave Urbana before the census date on April 1, 2020. As a result, students were not counted as residents, which caused a 7% decrease within the official census population. It is estimated that Urbana is losing at least $750,000 annually, amounting to millions of dollars over the course of the last 10 years. The United States Census Bureau is seeking temporary workers to help with a partial special census happening between August and November this year. The starting wage is $18.83 per hour, with more positions to be announced later. The Illinois baseball team won their game against Illinois State by a score of 10-6 at the Illinois Field on Tuesday. Vitas Valencias, Camden Janik, and Drake Westcott all had a total of 3 hits each, with Valencias scoring a season-high 4 runs. Pitcher Will Lavin tossed 1.1 shutout innings, allowing only 1 hit. Despite Illinois State's 3 scores in the 9th inning, it was not enough to catch up to the Fighting Illini's efforts. The Fighting Illini's next game is this weekend against Northern Illinois, with Friday's series opener scheduled to start at 6 p.m. Contributing reporting for this newscast was provided by Stephanie Orellana, Adeline Moy, Joy Quezada, and Nick Rocho. Our deputy news directors are Alyssa Eaton and Caitlin Devitt, and our news director is Ethan Oscroba. For WPGU News, I'm Emily Huffman.